This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How'd you like the double dip on Monday Night Football last night?
I love it so much.
In or out on that?
I'm so in. This is perfect. I love it so much. I love that there's an earlier game. When there's lulls or downtime or halftime, you can flip over to the other game. You can watch both at once. However you feel like doing it, I love the doubleheader. Love it.
I'm a big fan. I don't understand why people don't like it, by the way. I see a lot of complaining about having two Monday night games. It doesn't make sense to me. Number one, I think most people have the opportunity when watching games to have multiple screens at this point, whether that's via the phone, the computer, and your TV, or just a setup where you've got multiple TVs in the man cave or something. I'd say there's a lot of people who have the propensity to watch two games at once. That's number one. Even if you don't, if you're kicking it old school, you got one TV and you can only watch one thing at a time. Just going back and forth between two games with the previous channel button doesn't have to be a lost art, friends. And the beauty of two games is if one stinks, like Titans-Dolphins did last night, a 31-12 final, Tennessee pulled away with 22 points in the second half. By the way, the Dolphins are in big, big trouble.
They are having problems.
1-3 right now. Then you just watch the other game, the NFC matchup, which was, as advertised, a shootout, great offensive displays for both teams. Geno Smith was cooking. He threw for 395 yards last night. Jared Goff has not thrown an incompletion since the game started. 18 of 18 passing for 292 yards, two touchdowns. And Jared Goff caught a touchdown last night.
Have a night.
Have a night, Ryan Clary. Your boy was being celebrated around the NFL last night.
The praying mantis wandering down that left side with a lineman chasing him. God, it was great.
He made a catch.
He caught it.
I couldn't believe it.
Best throw of the night was when he threw it into the stands after catching a tutty.
That's true. Deep shot. That was definitely his longest throw of the night.
Oh, yeah.
But he hit Jameson Williams for a catch-and-run touchdown of 70 yards. I was asking Clary, because we were talking about the Lions a couple days ago, what is wrong with them? Why are they not right? The first few weeks of this season, they just weren't the same team as last year. Last night was the breakout.
That's who they are. They're that. I think now, for whatever reason, when these two teams get together, nobody stops anybody, and it's great theater. I don't know why. Seattle has whatever Detroit's defensive kryptonite is, but they do. That's fun. Kenneth Walker had a million everythings.
Last night was the lowest scoring game between these two teams in the last 3 years. Think about that.
Which is great. 71 points combined. Sign me up. I hope they play every month. But for Detroit, that's what that offense looks like. When they're right, when it's everything that you do, you have to cover something. You're going to get hit in the gut with the David Montgomery downhill. Jahmyr Gibbs comes in as the best change of pace back in the NFL, probably. The way that he bursts through the line of scrimmage or goes around the edge, he's incredible. You want to cover Amon-Ra St. Brown? Fine. Jameson Williams is going to hit you through the seam. If you want to cover both of those guys and Sam Laporte, you got to worry about that with probably the best offensive line in the sport. That offense, when they're right, is poetry.
It's so pretty because they can just run the ball better than most teams and it sets everything else up. But Ben Johnson also is good for about one or two trick plays a week. Last week, they scored on a hook and ladder. And then yesterday, Jared Goff catches a touchdown from Amon-Ra St. Brown on 7 yards from just outside the five. But the Lions looked great. I think the Seahawks are for real, too. Weirdly enough, in a loss, I know their defense got mauled. I think I feel better about Seattle today than I did 24 hours ago. Because you and I were both saying they're 3-0, but they haven't played anybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an authentic 3-0 team by any means. Their best opponent on their schedule so far was a Dolphins team with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. But they went toe-to-toe with Detroit for the most part. That was a know, 28-20 game in the third quarter, a 35-27 game in the fourth quarter, and then the Lions pulled away. But I think Seattle's going to be a wild card type team under Mike McDonald in his first year as a head coach.
Yeah, I think their ceiling is lower than Detroit's ceiling. I think, you know, we got a little evidence of that last night, but Seattle ain't bad, right? I mean, usually you play three teams that are inferior to you. You stumble in one of those and you win two out of three, or you kind of look shaky. They were much better, I think, than all three of the teams that they played. I know it was a little bit closer with Denver, but week one of the season. I like their offensive diversity. When Walker's healthy, he can do a little bit of everything. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a great kind of intermediate threat. We know what DK Metcalf can do. And if all else fails, Tyler Lockett is helpful as well. Kind of a sticks moving kind of guy. To me, defensively, I don't know about them, but they're plenty good enough to win nine games, especially with the start they're off to.
Geno Smith is also sneaky better than he gets credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a victim of his early career. He was a second round pick out of West Virginia. He failed in New York with the Jets, but who hasn't? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is trying to reverse a Commanders and Bears-like run for quarterbacks, basically, in that city. But late-career Geno Smith in Seattle has been mostly really, really good. And watching him last night, he was slicing and dicing the Lions. Frankly, this is why I can't trust Detroit to get to a Super Bowl. I think they're good enough, offensively, to win a title. I think they could beat anybody in the NFC. I think they could beat Kansas City or the Bills or the Ravens or whoever comes out of the AFC. I don't trust that defense. When Washington was interviewing Aaron Glenn, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm sure he's a leader of men type and he's very popular in a building, but his defenses are never that good. Like, the one thing you could say about Dan Quinn, even if you were a detractor from the standpoint of him being similar to Rivera or having had a chance already or not wanting a defensive-minded head coach or whatever, his defenses are always excellent. This year, clearly they're not yet, but it's early. They got to continue to work at it, and we'll see where it goes. But the Lions' defense, how do you win a Super Bowl with that group? They're just, they give up too many big plays. I don't know what they hang their hat on. They gave up 516 yards last night.
Yeah, it's hard for me to advocate for them the morning after. I'll do my best here, though, right? But I tend to agree with you, just for the record. Devil's advocate. They're built like those Colts teams back in the day with Peyton Manning and company, where the resources, rightly so, were on the offense. What they want is to get a lead, duh, and make you one-dimensional, drop back and pass, to let Aiden Hutchinson eat, to maybe have guys like Carlton Davis or Brian Branch or otherwise, maybe break on a football, get you a turnover. Maybe those New Orleans Saints teams that could never really stop anybody, but the one year they got turnover luck, they won the Super Bowl with Breeze and company. I think that's the design, but I'm with you. Down in and down out, there are 15, 16, 20 defenses I'd probably rather have than the Detroit Lions. They're vulnerable. Hutchinson's a badass. I mean, he's got 6.5 sacks here through 4 weeks. Other than that, I'm not sure what it is that you do here.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.